front of the door, it's Dave!
Who?
Dave! D-A-V-E!
Dave?
Right, man, Dave.
Dave's not here!
Hey everyone, it's Dave, and welcome to another edition of Just What Do You Think You're Doing, Dave? On today's show, I wanted to talk about daylight savings time. It's kind of top of mind because we just changed our clocks again for the second time this year. And it's one of the most annoying things you have to do to change clocks. I remember when I was growing up and everything was analog, it was such a pain to go through and find every clock in the house and make sure it was changed, and then make sure they were in sync because you had that moment where you're like, did I change this one? Did I not? And you had to kind of figure it out. Today with digital clocks, it doesn't matter. The clocks just change automatically. Pretty much every device I have in my house, from computers to TVs to phones to whatever, they all change automatically, so I don't even have to think about it. The fact that there is daylight savings time doesn't matter to me, except for the fact that it's lighter in the morning at this time of year and darker in the evening, but be that as it may, that's fine. The thing is, you know, it's one of those odd things in history that we still have out there, that we're still required to change our clocks. And the state of Florida, among other states, passed a law that said, hey, we want to be able to not change our clocks anymore. We want to be able to stay on daylight savings time year round. The only problem with that is, even though it was voted by an overwhelming majority of people, because it started as an amendment that was placed on a ballot, the overwhelming majority of people supported the idea of not changing clocks anymore. And so the legislature adopted it and said, we're not going to change clocks anymore, but we can't do that because the federal government has to be involved. We literally need an act of Congress to tell us we can change the clocks. And that's because in 1962, there was a push to change and be consistent in the times and what times were across the nations. They created something called the Uniform Time Act. And in 1966, that became law. And President Lyndon Johnson signed it into law that year. So we've had it ever since then. And because that is the law, there needs to be an amendment that's filed and a change to the legislation to allow us to change the clocks in individual states. Arizona and Michigan actually had that ability to change the clocks because they were the first ones to adopt not changing it, starting shortly after it was implemented. I think it was in the early 1970s that they actually made the change. And they don't have to change their clocks. And then other states have followed suit since in wanting to not change their clocks. But like I said, it's an act of Congress that's required. Now, several times legislation has been filed in either the House or the Senate and has been voted on in one or the other, but never in both. This has been the case in Florida. We actually changed the law here about, I think it was 7 years ago, that we actually asked for not to have to do the change the clocks. So it's been 7 years ago that we voted on that, and we still have to change our clocks every year. It's the most insane thing. It's just ridiculous that, you know, Congress has to act. And Congress can't get out of its own way, of course. They have too many other problems, and they can't figure out what to do and won't change it so that we can not change our clocks. All they have to do is vote up or down. But a couple of times I've heard especially Congress people going, well, we need to study this further and see what the impacts would be and blah, 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 because they get caught up in the rhetoric of how this actually got started. Now, the reality of how this got started is actually a little bit simple. It was actually a person named George Hudson in New Zealand actually presented this idea in 1895 of changing the clocks so that they would have more daylight during his summertime. Of course, they're in the southern hemisphere, so it's summertime this time of year, and wanted to have more summer daylight. So he proposed it, and New Zealand said, hey, that's a great idea, and they adopted it. And as it started to kind of ripple its way out, other countries started to say, hey, there's an opportunity here. And there's a kind of a weird history, and there's a lot of misinformation about how this happened and what the reason was for it, and, you know, where it all came from. As you know, you listen to politicians and other people speak, they'll talk about, you know, it. They commissioned a study on whether there would be fewer highway crashes if there was more daylight in the mornings. There was supposedly something about school children having more daylight when they go to school, and then in the summertime having more daylight in the evenings so that they could enjoy their days a little more. There's other stories that propagate through there. And none of these are exactly true. Yes, the federal government did commission a study with the DOT to determine if there were more crashes, but it was sort of a nebulous study that didn't really have any basis in fact. It was just sort of proving a point that they wanted to make, and they made a change. So, you know, in the early 1900s, the U.S. trying to adopt it had all kinds of early, inconsistent sort of things that went on, and it was just sort of messy because everybody was changing at different times, and it was hard to keep track of who was doing what. And then in 1973, when we had the energy crisis, that's when there was the change that was made to make this a year-round thing. Congress enacted a period of year-round daylight savings time from 1974 to 1975. It was a big debate about it. There was a lot of people involved with it. Governor Reuben Askew talked about specifically some children that were killed in a car crash and went on from there. So it kind of went through several different things. And so the law was repealed specifically because of that incident. That's what happened. But I think everybody wanted it repealed anyway. Just such a weird thing that happened, that there was this, you know, it started with the energy crisis and then kind of morphed into something else. And everybody had opinions about it and a lot of discussion, but there was no reality behind any of it. It was just speculative. And they went, well, let's just go back to the way it was. And then they tried to make it more uniform. And over the years, they've changed the dates that they actually have it, when it starts and when it ends. And they've changed it a couple of times over the years where they think about, oh, let's have it extend further or come earlier. In reality, there's no reason for it anymore. It's, you know, like I said, the reasoning for it, the logic behind it makes no sense. And some people like to attribute it to Benjamin Franklin. And Benjamin Franklin is funny. He's a funny character in history because he's got some interesting things that have been attributed to him. And yes, he was a wild inventor and had some tremendous ideas. He was like the first president of the United States who was never president of the United States. He did so many things. He set up the post office. He did so many different things. But he also had several things he did that were kind of almost tongue-in-cheek, including when he was in Paris writing an essay called An Economical Project. He talked about the benefits of daylight versus artificial light and said in it, "Your readers, who with me have never seen any sign of sunshine before noon and seldom regard the astronomical part of the almanac, will be as much astonished as I was when they hear of the rising so early, and especially when I assure them that he gives light as soon as he rises. I am convinced of this. I am certain of that fact. One cannot be more certain of any fact I saw with my own eyes." And then went on to say, "First, let there be a tax of Louis, that's the gold coin, per window on every window that is provided with shutters to keep out the light of sun. Let guards be placed in the shops of wax and tallow chandlers, and no family be permitted to be supplied with more than 1 pound of candles per week. And third, let guards also be posted in to stop all coaches that would pass the streets after sunset, except those of physicians, surgeons, and midwives. And fourth, every morning, as soon as the sun rises, let all the bells in every church be set ringing. And if that is not sufficient, let the cannon be fired in every street to wake the sluggards effectually and make them open their eyes to see the true interests. For the great benefit of this discovery thus freely communicated and bestowed by me on the public, I demand neither place, pension, or exclusive privilege on any other reward. I expect only to have the honor of it." So in effect, he was making a case for daylight savings time, but very tongue-in-cheekedly. It's like the story, I remember when I was working as an engineer, we were making this joke that we can increase productivity at the building I was working in we had an escalator in the building, and if we increased the escalator speed by 10%, then productivity would also go up by 10%. Totally ridiculous reasoning, right? That just increasing the speed of the escalator has no impact on what else happens in productivity. You get to your desk 10% faster, but it doesn't mean your productivity goes up. So it's that same sort of flawed reasoning, right? It's just that sort of joke about we could do this and it would be better, but it's totally fictitious. It's just totally made up and funny, amusing in that sense. So to blame it on Benjamin Franklin is just kind of funny, and the fact that people still do that is really amusing to me. The guy really had nothing to do with this except for this one joke that he made in a publication. So anyway, we're stuck with daylight savings time for the foreseeable future. I don't see any way out of this. We're going to be changing our clocks in perpetuity. Like I said, in my house, everything except for maybe two analog devices gets changed automatically. So except for seeing more light in the mornings, I really don't notice. People say, oh, the time's going to change this week. I go, okay, it doesn't matter in a way. But yet it does, because it throws off your sleep, and it's totally kind of wrecks your brain a little bit when you have to change your perspective a little bit and get up earlier or later to be able to make it to work or school or whatever. So I just find it kind of ridiculous. I see no reason for it, no purpose for it, and I'd be totally fine if they just did away with it and made us on daylight savings time year-round. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Remember, if we can dream it, we can certainly do it. Bye now.
What's your point, David?